Benton Area Nature Group, a summer activities roundup. Our nature discovery event in August at Hopefield Grange included moth discovery, bug and scavenger hunt, owl pellet dissection, skull identification quiz, and an opportunity to see plans for Benton's new green spaces. Despite unseasonable cold and wind, the moth discovery event introduced residents of all ages to 123 individual moths of 23 different species. These were trapped in our moth trap the previous night in new member Nick's garden, which borders the new wetland green space. As wildlife diversity steadily increases in this area, these discoveries add to a growing total of more than 40 bird species recently identified around the new reserve. The owl pellet dissection, expertly facilitated by Marion Shaw, was also fascinating. Pellets are formed from the indigestible bones and fur of prey that owls, in this case tawny and barn owls, regurgitate in the form of a pellet. These were soaked in water to soften them and then carefully teased apart to discover body parts of small rodents using tweezers and protective rubber gloves. The skulls made it possible to identify what the owls had been eating, mainly short-tailed voles. On the 14th of August, 22 residents came together for a seasonal tidy-up at Berwick and Roke Village Hall. They cut back the long grass that had grown during the spring and summer as a wild area, taking care to look out for hedgehogs. This area surrounds young saplings planted by the parish 3 years ago, and the grass around them was also removed. New wood piles were created using dead branches cleared from willow and wild plum trees on site. The evening was a mix of hard work, laughter, homemade cakes, tea and coffee. A new sensory garden is being created at Benton Library, currently a small patch of scrub and rubble. A small team of volunteers began with clearance activity in July, with a further session in August marking out paths, levelling the ground, cutting back overhanging branches and clearing ivy. For almost 2 years, members of the Benton Nature Group team have conducted surveys on our patch to establish what birds we have, where and in what numbers. We cover 11 survey routes across our four parishes on public footpaths across local farmland, through woodland, up on the Chilterns and along the River Thames. These routes have already yielded a remarkable total of 124 different species and over 60,000 individual birds. And I can tell you that total is now 127. Now we are close to the autumn bird migration, we need more volunteers to help. We realise many people who love birds don't consider themselves experts and so are reluctant to come forward. If this is you, don't worry. You could join an experienced team member to see what it's like and or attend a familiarisation session. Interested to know more? Please email bentonareanature@yahoo.com. And the upcoming events, the first one is free and no booking is required. It's at 7:30 on Tuesday the 21st of October in St Lawrence Hall, Warborough, and it's about bioacoustics, a talk with Rory O'Connor on the most up-to-date technology for monitoring wildlife and climate change. And if you're feeling active, the Big Benton Tree Plant 2, there'll be a date in early November, an event to plant more trees in our green spaces.